something that Little Orphan Amy does for us is to bring back the memories of all those wonderful times when you first arrived at college. Some things you'd like to forget, dorm meetings. Some things you'd like to remember, the parties afterward. In the second episode, all of these wonderful times are relived, and we also get our first in-depth look at Bradley Woolworth the person, the bon vivant man about town. Some of you may have wished it was your last look, but morals hold down the theme of episode two. Bitsy Peace takes communal love to new extremes when she falls in love with an entire baseball team, and Bruce Queen, aspiring athlete, astounds the predictions of academia when he ties his own shoe. And then, well, let's just listen to the second episode of Little Orphan Amy from KCPR. Good evening, and welcome to another edition of Little Orphan Amy. We left you last time as the gang was putting cafeteria food to its best use. We rejoin Little Orphan Amy as she is meeting some of the guys in Mojave Hall.
And your men like seafood!
Jiminy Cricket, people sure do yell a lot around here. Maybe I should go to that dorm where all the noise is coming from. I sure do like Crab Imperial.
Hi, Amy. Did you hear about the food fight?
Todd, don't you think it would be proper to knock?
Knock? But I live here.
But what if I was dressing?
Oh, I won't be offended.
Oh. Are you going to the dorm meeting?
I'm going to partake in mind preparation first with Cliff and Ashley.
What do you mean? Hey, did you go to USC?
Drugs, my sweet drugs. And no, I didn't go to USC. Why?
Those things over there say Trojans. I thought they were your school balloons. I was going to put some up, but they were all the same color. They aren't very festive, Todd. I didn't know the school color's beige.
And in the Mojave Hall lobby, the first dorm meeting is about to begin.
Say, hey, are you Constance?
Yes, I am. Why?
I hear you're really into whites.
Oh, yes, very much so. Are you?
Oh, yeah, sure am. What do you like best?
Well, I find that pre-soaking really helps a lot.
Don't they dissolve? I'm not sure that's so good.
My dear young man, believe me, I know the best way to treat whites.
As Ashley saunters off to try dissolved whites, the fool, we check up on the Aggies, Clem and Leroy.
I see they don't have any spittoons here.
I know, Clem. Hell, they got enough ashtrays, though.
Yeah, but what I want to know is where do I get the distilled water from my bong?
Bongos? I just love drummers.
Gadget! Oh, wow, who said that? Point me in the direction of that man.
The guy over there with the bloodshot eyes. Anita, do you like drummers, too?
Oh, later, Gadget. I'm later.
Oh, and Susie, there was this one guy when I turned 13. Stuart.
Oh, God, I can't compete with you, Bitsy, and I don't intend to.
Great.
Okay, everybody, we're getting the meeting together. Can I have your attention, please? Okay, folks, we've only just begun to live. We start out walking and learn to run. And remember, no alcohol. So let's smile for a while and let's be jolly. Life shouldn't be so melancholy.
What's with this guy? Does he only transmit in AM?
Short form.
He could at least try to stick to the top 10.
Well, get a long form.
I wish he did punk rock.
And no alcohol. It's getting better all the time, though. Now, I know you wonder about the fool on the hill, that he's just a nowhere man. But he ain't heavy. He's your brother.
But I'm an only child.
Extra long form.
Oh, Constance, me too. It can be so lonely, can't it?
So come on now, smile on your brother. Everybody get together. These are your golden years. But remember, I never promised you a rose garden. And remember, no alcohol. By the way, does anybody really know what time it is?
The students leave bewilderedly. Newfound friends group together.
Oh, wow. Make sure you get that towel underneath the door.
Yeah, I'll get it.
Hey, wait till you see the stuff I got. The guy I bought it from swore he got it from the Shah of Iran.
Say, hey, what is it?
It's called Harlequin, man.
Say, hey, what do you do with it?
Cosmic. You smoke it.
What are they?
Harlequin romances. I got them from Constance. It's the virgin high, man.
Say, hey, Todd, how is Amy?
Definitely copacetic.
Oh, wow. I bet next you'll try to tell me the Pope is Polish.
Oh, come on. Someone hand me a light, man.
Wow, that's the biggest joint I have ever seen.
Oh, too bad for me.
My, I just noticed the immense proportions of the cannabis sativa plants you have cultivating in your closet.
Say, hey, it's the fertilizer we use.
What brand is it?
We pour a six-pack on them each night after we've run it through our bodies.
Oh, that's gross!
You can't knock success. You can pick on my plants anytime.
And in Constance's room, the girls are having a conversation.
And this is my hope chest.
I've never seen so many coupons in all my life.
Will you look at all of these? 10 cents off Sara Lee, 10 cents off Giant.
My father once told me that the only people who have hope chests are the people who are hopeless.
Shh, she'll hear you.
Oh, no, she won't. She's too busy showing Amy her recipe for a... What's that, Constance? What's that recipe for?
Oh, these are my liver recipes. I have some really delicious ones if you ever want to try one.
Thanks, but I'm,
Where is that girl Bitsy? She disappeared on the way upstairs.
I'll bet she went to add a few notches to her bedpost.
Is there something the matter with her bed?
Absolutely nothing, as far as I can see.
I wonder if she likes crabs, if you catch my drift.
Consider it caught, but I think we better wait and see what she's really like. I mean, after all, she could be very nice.
Hey, I'll be back in a minute. I have to lend Sandy some sex wax for a surfboard, and I want to bring him up and show my macrame.
Okay, Gadget. While you're gone, we'll make some Swiss Miss and listen to my new Sean Cassidy album.
Gosh, that really sounds like fun.
If I want to get through this, I'll need some help. I'll be back in a minute.
Oh, yeah, I'm allergic to Swiss Miss. I'll go get a Coke. Back in a sec.
Oh, Mary Lou, don't you know that sugar will rot your teeth?
Not this farm girl.
Now that we're in the hall, Mary Lou, I'll ask you, do you have very much Coke?
At least a couple of bottles. Why?
Well, I have this bottle of rum stashed and...
No need to explain. I'll be up in a minute.
Meanwhile, the local five and dime, Bradley Woolworth III, is searching.
Let's see. This is aisle 5A. The man said it would be here. Brooms, floor wax. Aha! The junior howdy-doody chemistry set. This really takes me back.
As Bradley dreams in the aisles, we return to the dorms, where Sandy Shores says,
So, Gadget, how did you like the swells today?
Out of sight. Hey, Tommy, I dig your wheels.
Thanks, Gadget. Call me Suncat if you want to. This is my new board. We ought to go out and try it. I mean, if you don't mind doubling.
Hey, guys, wait until tomorrow, and I'll ask that Amy chick. We can double date and maybe catch the races out at Wyoming Dororo.
What races?
Submarine races, Gadget. One, two,
Hey, Buster. I grew up on the beach, and there are no submarines in these waters. What do you think I am, a fool?
Oh, geez, Gadget. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
Well, how about blooping? Does that sound like fun?
Well, okay. But you guys had better be on the level.
Back to Bradley. Ooh. Oh, no. He's sound asleep. Dreaming of the past. Specifically, dreaming of the day he discovered science. It seems he used to... Oh, good. That's disgusting. Well, I guess I have to tell you. He used to go through his mother's medicine chest, throw an assortment of oils and lubricants in the toilet, and watch them flush down...
That is disgusting! I am mad as hell, and I'm not going to...
Wasn't that bad. Anyhow, Bradley is asleep in the store, which closed a half an hour ago. How is he going to handle something like this? Well, I'll tell you, but first, back to Constance's room while Susie and Mary Lou were feeling fairly good.
And then he asked me if I wanted to.
I can top that.
What are they being so silly about? I don't understand.
Here, Amy, have some Coke.
This tastes funny, but it is sort of good. What is it?
Just Coke, Amy. But we, added a little bit of Mary Lou's,
Saved by Bitsy, Susie doesn't have to finish her line. Bitsy comes in and just plops herself on the floor. She's obviously had a pretty good time.
I met the whole baseball team. What a bunch of foxes.
Gosh, Bitsy, I didn't know you knew those guys.
Well, I haven't had a chance to get to know them all yet, but I think I may eventually. I always start with the first string.
Just how many did you get to know, Bitsy?
Well, Susie, I'll tell you, not as many as I would have liked.
Bitsy, what is that so immature? What are you talking about?
I'm in love.
What's his name?
Names? I forgot the names.
Amy, you shouldn't be hearing this. It's after 10. Don't you think you'd better get to bed?
Oh, come on, Mary Lou. This is a special occasion. She can stay up a little bit later.
Do you think I should, Susie? I mean, it is getting late.
Tonight, Amy, I think you can stay up as late as you want. Want to get to know some of the baseball guys?
Now cut it out, Bitsy. She doesn't understand. Amy, ignore Bitsy. She's drunk.
Oh, Bitsy, you aren't.
Oh, Amy, I am.
Well, I had best get you into bed, Bitsy, before you get sick from the alcohol.
Hey, later for you. I have no intention of going to sleep. It is too incredibly
boring.
Especially alone, Betsy.
Hey, Betsy, I bet you can't get Dave Sturm up here alone.
Oh, yeah? Just watch.
Bitsy gets up to leave, and we return to the surfers.
Hey, Gadget, what are you making?
I'm macrameing a pantsuit. I hope it will be ready in time for the surf contest. I want to wear it at the beach dance that night.
That's really bitchin'. I used to have a macrame surfboard rack on my old Mustang, but the rope got loose and I lost a $400 board on the Santa Monica Freeway.
Oh, that's a real bummer. I'll try to make you one out of a ski rope when I finish my pantsuit.
You do that for me? Gee, thanks, Gadget.
That's okay, Suncat.
I'm getting sick.
And back to the Lodies, who are engaged in stimulating intelligent discourse. Well, they don't seem to be into conversation at this time, so we'll pay a visit to Bradley Woolworth. He's awakened and is busy looking around the store.
Hey, everybody has gone away. I guess I'll just look around. Oh, this store doesn't seem to be set up too well. They would probably appreciate it if I sort of put things in order. Let's see, I'll start on aisle 1A and go from there. As soon as I get this shelf empty, I can get the aerosols, airplane glue, and...
We'll leave Bradley to his endeavors and check in to see how Bitsy is coming along.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Oh, hi, Bitsy. I'm on top of the world, looking down on creation.
That's
and...
fine, Dave. Real fine. How would you like to come up to my room and have a sort of a chat?
Hmm.
Everyone else has left. They went down to see what the other people are doing.
Hey, thanks, Bitsy. Sure, I mean, me and you, you and me. And no matter how they toss the dice, it's meant to be. The only one for you is
Dave,
me and
Dave,
the only...
Dave, I'm sorry, Dave. Forget it, Dave. I have a really, really bad headache. No bet or anything else is worth that sort of a hassle. I think I'll check out on what everyone else is doing.
Hi, Betsy Peace. What are you doing walking around these halls?
Oh, hi, Aggie Clem. I'm looking for everyone else. Where's your sidekick, Leroy?
He's in the surfer's room with everyone else.
Hey, you guys, come here. We're watching Bruce Queen tie his shoes.
Sounds provocative.
And then the little loop goes around here, and you know that's not right. Well, I used to know how to do it. Coach always does these things for me. Says I should concentrate on other things. Says kill and food are what should be on my mind. Says...
What about girls, Bruce?
Hey, they're okay. But Coach says I should think about them only when football season is over and before basketball season starts.
But wouldn't you like to, you know, get to know a couple, Bruce?
No. Coach said for me to concentrate on other things like kill and food.
Okay, Bruce, okay. We catch the drift.
Enter Ashley Trey, a little green around the edges.
Say, hey, Bruce, there's this phone ringing in your room, and Todd thought it might be yours.
I guess so. But Coach never told me I had a phone. He said it might distract me and then...
Say, hey, man, that ringing is really getting to my karma. I think you'd better check it out, man. I mean, it could bother our plants.
Well, all right.
Bruce saunters off to get the phone, and the rest of the gang follows along behind.
Hello? Oh, hi, Bradley Woolworth, my roommate. You what? Oh, well, I'll see. I don't think Coach would like for me to go out this late at night. But I guess maybe the others could... Bye.
Bruce turns around with a puzzled look on his face, systems normal, and explains that Bradley has, somehow, gotten himself locked in a store and needs help to get out.
My roommate, Bradley Woolworth, said he is locked in a store and has to get home. He says he has to feed his green 25. You must go get him. I can't. Coach says...
Your coach is on drugs, Bruce. Well, we're going to have to save him ourselves. Everyone to the joint mobile.
Yeah, and the surfing dragster. We'll save him.
What's going on?
That little feller with the glasses and high water pants is locked in the LMNP store, and we have to go save him.
Okay, let me get my rope in the spittoon.
So the gang takes off in hopes of saving Bradley Woolworth. Will they catch him before Wesson Oil is put beside working shirts? Will the management appreciate Bradley alphabetizing the store? Will the coach get off drugs? Will Bruce make the team? Will Bitsy make the team? Will Constance's coupons expire? What is Green 25? Tune in next week and hear Amy say,
I'm still waiting and I really need a shower. Who punches my shower pass?
Little Orphan Amy is written, produced, and directed by the staff and management of KCPR. Any similarity between persons living or dead is purely coincidental. And the sun rises in the west.